I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thirst is not the only challenge Zimbabweans face during this year of drought. Melinda Kajalima of Transworld Radio explains how the lack of rain has forced people into unexpected competition for resources.
This wild fruit that we find in our bushes, so some people are now taking that to prepare that to cook, but our livestock, they feed on that. So it's now a competition between the people and the livestock.
The food crisis stems from scarcity of harvests, which has pushed rural communities to the brink of survival.
Pray for the rain, that God will also send the rains and be able to replenish and yield a good harvest that will be able to give them food on the table.
Pray also for the local churches as they look for ways to be the hands and feet of Christ during this severe drought. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. An Unfolding Word partners with churches to translate the Bible in difficult areas. Dane says many of his partners work in discipleship-making and church-planting movements, which are designed to be culturally adaptable as they grow.
If you're not careful, though, before too long, it starts to become a system, and then it becomes an institution. And once it becomes an institution, it loses a lot of its flexibility.
Dane says even in the Western evangelical church, it's easy to lose focus on the Great Commission.
I think sometimes we're more concerned with preserving a subculture than we are in pursuing a mission.
Learn more about this approach and how you can pray into it. We'll connect you at our website.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.